podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Yep, 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 yep.
Oh, Tim's so funny.
Woo, Noah's feisty. One of those Noah's a dick episodes. I love those.
Why am I a dick?
I'm going to belittle what you said by laughing at you.
Isn't that just you every day, Tim?
No.
Yeah.
Pretty much. No.
You two are making me older.
Making you who?
Older.
Oh.
No, God is doing that.
Old piece of shit.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dadcast.
All right, Tim.
Yes?
Do you want to lead us off?
How'd you do it this week?
Oh, okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tancast.
That was horrible. Do it again.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tancast.
There. Now you sound like an idiot.
Did you see the link I posted on your Facebook, Tim?
I did. I did not finish watching it. Okay. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast, and we'll get back to Noah's link in a second.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast, and I'm going to go see if I can find that link somewhere.
I'm Noah. I have to post links directly on Tim's page or else he won't look at them.
Even then, it's a crapshoot.
You know, you could also... You could IM him to him. You could...
He wasn't online at the time.
You could send him an email.
So I am on Yahoo, and then I'll get it when I log in.
Bah!
Well, you make a good point.
You don't show up on my list. I have offline people hidden, and I gotta unhide them and find you. So much work.
Dear God.
I know.
Didn't realize all the trials and tribulations.
You didn't realize. That's the problem. You don't think.
Oh, I'm thinking. Thinking that you can lick my gonads. But anyway, the link was of some college students who recreated the opening scene from a Goofy movie.
Yep.
Odd movie to pick. Not that I dislike the Goofy movie, but it's not one of those ones that's like, what do you think of when you think of Disney? Fucking Goofy movie, bitches!
Yeah! Yeah, it's a Goofy movie!
They fucking got it done!
With that kid Goofy that you've never seen before.
That's not true.
I didn't watch enough Goofy.
Oh, Andy, he says that's not true. What do you gotta say that, buddy?
I gotta say, I would totally believe Tim.
Yes, there was a show called Goof Troop, which is actually what the Goofy movie was a...
Yes! Know, like when yeah, sorry, it was Goof Troop that was the, where the fuck did this kid Goofy come from? I think I tried watching that
one
time.
Yeah, they never did explain. Goofy was a single parent with... I don't think they ever explained where mom came from.
She was a tie hooker.
Or went. Went. Not necessarily came from, but where the hell is she?
Tie hooker.
He was a poo baby. Goofy got anally raped and then pooped him out later. Anally raped by Superman!
Oh, no!
That's going to be like our version of opening a show with a close-up of somebody's eye. Superman rape will just be sort of that undercurrent that goes throughout the entire run of Tancast.
What is the opening a show with somebody's eye that you're on about?
He's talking about Lost.
That was a Lost reference.
Ah. I don't know what it is about the show House, but they always have to spend the first 5 minutes trying to fool you into think you're not watching House.
Yeah. You know what bugs me about that? Sometimes I think my DVR fucked up.
Yes. When you have Comcast, you can't be fucking with me like this, House. This could be wrong. I could have actually recorded some sort of medieval times clusterfuck.
Yeah. You know what tipped me off that it was House?
Your mom's penis.
Hearing the accents.
Oh.
I was like, well, this is either House, and this is in America, or this is something made for TV.
Well, it used to be, like, you knew you were watching a House episode, because, like, oh, look, someone's having fun now, they're going to fall over and bleed from the anus. But then they tried to, like, head fake it, like, oh, it's not going to be that person. It's going to be that other person that we didn't even show you till just now.
Yeah, but it's almost like you're watching a different, like, it could be Law and Order or some shit. Like, it just seems so, tonally and thematically different from anything else you ever see on House.
Yeah, just like a cold open, and, you know, they fuck around with how they're doing the, either arranging the shots or picking the color palettes or whatever.
Color palettes!
It's like every single show's got a different actor set opening up the show, a different director deciding how to light it. It's very confusing.
Maybe Kumar will come back from the dead. Come back to House. He'd be like, oh, I was just kidding, everybody. I'm not dead.
Well, not until Obama fires him.
I thought he's already not doing that gig anymore because he's making another fucking Kumar movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you didn't hear that?
I thought we talked about it on Tancast and we marveled how fucking stupid that was.
I don't pay attention to things. that we say.
Apparently not. I don't know. If, did he actually quit the job, or is he just taking a break?
That's what I didn't know.
Whoa!
When I was... Okay.
I just Googled Cal Penn to see if that was true, and the first thing that Google tried to do is fill in the word robbed right afterwards. I'm like, no, not Cal Penn robbed. Yeah, 2 hours ago, news hit the San Francisco Gates Daily Dish. Actor-turned-White House aide Cal Penn has been left shaken after he was robbed at gunpoint in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday morning.
See what happens when you try to leave the White House?
Yeah, you get
now,
robbed
well,
at
now
gunpoint.
Now we know why he's making another Kumar movie. He apparently needs the cash. That was a joke. Obviously, he made the deal before 2 hours ago. Yeah. All right.
What was he doing at 1:20 a.m. in the morning? Go to bed, dude.
He was trying to go to White Castle.
Probably.
Gibbity-gick-a-doo.
Boop.
Oh, speaking of shitty humor, it's time for 10 laughs.
We must have discussed that Cal Penn thing recently, because it said in April 2010, sorry, it was confirmed that he'd be leaving. Maybe we discussed a rumor. Maybe I was high at the time. Speaking of which,
20 days in, dude.
I heard a rumor.
Happy 420 day, everybody, before we get on these tan laughs.
That's right. We're recording on Hitler's birthday, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Sieg Heil, baby.
Smoke him if you got him.
Didn't we record on Hitler's birthday last year, or... I remember it being a topic, and then Noah made a joke about being stoned, and I made a joke about Hitler's birthday, and Andy thought I had misheard Noah's joke.
That sounds familiar, but I don't pay attention.
You know what it doesn't sound? Interesting. I apologize for bringing it up.
Somebody else go back and listen to that episode.
Thanks for the detour, Tim. Now we're back onto the main road.
Alrighty.
I pulled a Noah. Hey! Am I going to bring up something that's not... Well, you know, it's kind of a no-Andy, because I brought up something random, but it was also kind of over-explained and uninteresting.
And just totally derailed what was going on.
That's the Noah part.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Leave that shit up to me, yo.
Combo breaker. Well, shall we do this in tan order?
Sure, I'm still actually looking for a tan laugh.
Well, then we'll go A first.
I like it.
This one sounds familiar, but it made me giggle when I read it, so I'm going to read it anyway. Guy walks into a bar with a monkey on his shoulder. Guy sits at the bar, starts talking to the bartender. While they're talking, the monkey walks over to the pool table and eats one of the pool balls. The bartender says to the guy, "What's wrong with your monkey? He just ate one of the pool balls." The guy replies, "I can't help it. He eats anything and everything, and there doesn't seem to be a thing I can do to stop it." He picks up the monkey and leaves. A few days later, the guy shows up at the bar again, has his monkey with him. This time the monkey sits down at the bar and picks up a peanut and shoves it up his butt, then pulls it back out and eats it. The bartender says, "What the heck's he doing now?" Guy says, "Well, he still eats pretty much everything, but after the ball incident a few days ago, he checks to make sure it'll fit before he eats it."
I'm pretty sure
we have
heard that one.
It made me giggle again. And I've got no long-term memory, so...
What you listeners don't know is that Noah texted me, or IM'd me midway through that, "Haven't we heard this before?" And I went, "Oh, I'm not paying attention. Let me tune back in."
What you listeners will notice is the part of the joke where I kind of got fucked up on reading is because I got the noise in my ear telling me that those two fuckers were talking to each other. And I looked over, and they totally broke my concentration.
97 episodes in, and we're doing repeats already.
Well, you know, the South Park 200 episode is basically entirely a repeat.
Is it?
Yeah, they're pulling all the old jokes out.
They're pulling your mom's jokes out.
Yep, there we go.
Well, I got them pretty far. All right, I got a little jokey joke.
Well, then do it up.
All right, I'm about to.
American businessman was in Japan. He hired a local hooker and was going at it with her all night. She kept screaming, "Fujifu! Fujifu!" The American thought she was screaming in pleasure. The next day, he was going golfing with his Japanese counterparts, and he got a hole-in-one. Wanting to impress the clients, he shouted, "Fujifu!" One of the Japanese men looked at him with a very confused look on his face and said, "No, you got it in the right hole."
I like it.
Racist. You know, I was listening to something which this is going to be a just detour here, but I think it was one of the Stuff You Should Know podcasts, and they were talking about how it might have been Japan where they don't really stand in line for stuff.
Yes, it was Stuff You Should Know.
And that made me think about the time we got cut in line at, whatchamacallit, at Disneyland. I'm like, maybe they don't fucking know what line's all about. And there was another time I was at the grocery store, and this lady, Asian lady, was not in the line at all. We came up, and all of a sudden, she just walks right in front of us. I'm like, "Hello, what are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, I was already here." I'm like, "No, you weren't. You just walked up." But she pretended, maybe she didn't speak very good English. Maybe she was pretending. I was just like, fuck it. It's not worth the argument.
Then you punched her in the face.
No.
Should've.
I punched her in her sideways vagina.
Yeah. Her head vagina.
Her what?
Wow, that was incredibly sexist of me.
I don't know what that means.
That they're all just holes for fucking.
Oh, you're calling her mouth a head vagina.
A head vagina. Oh. Yes.
Yep, that is pretty sexist, yep. Sir. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I actually am.
Not the answer I was expecting. Touche.
Kind of like earlier, my son was being a little shit. I turned to him, I said, "Buddy, you are like an Etch-a-Sketch. Completely blank, and we're supposed to be imparting a pattern upon you. But I tell you what, if that pattern turns out this shitty, we're just going to flip you over and shake till it's blank."
Who
my
was
wife
this?
Just stared at me. I was like,
"What?
Oh, that was
she
awesome.
Love that joke."
Then she started laughing because she couldn't help it because that joke was awesome.
You were saying this to your son?
Yes.
Sweet.
Your one and only son?
My one and only son. No, Tim, the other son that I hadn't didn't tell anybody about. I keep him in the basement.
He's just like your parents did you.
He's sort of an embarrassment.
Just like you.
Jesus.
What, too soon?
Noah is going to be the surly one this week.
All right, well, I'm going to go with this Tanloff. Tanloff.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is from Naxo. Apparently, he said I pronounced his name right last time I did it, so I believe it is Naxo. Now he's going to be like, "No, fucker, it was one of the other three times you said my name." Because I think I threw out several, like, Naho or Nihai or Naho.
Maybe that was the right one.
I hope so, because that would be awesome. Hey, what are you guys doing for dinner? Oh, we're going to go over to Naho's house.
Fuck it, it's a bitch to say his name.
No, it just makes you so merry every time. Anyway. I'm having a down day. Well, you should talk to Naho.
Yeah, anyway, here's his joke. And I'm sure, once again, he's happy that we found, like, 4 hours on his name again. A man's wife asked him, "Honey, will you love me when I'm old and fat?" "Of course I do," he said. Rimshot.
Oh, that was too quick for me, sir. I was expecting more build-up. No, just boom, punchline. Head fake.
I have one from the headliner of the shows I was doing all week in Vegas. If you want to hear that, Billy Garen. All
right, well, let's do it.
He goes, a moth goes into a podiatrist's office. He's like, "Doc, you got to help me. I'm having problems with my wife. She won't listen to me. My kids are driving me crazy. I'm just overly stressed." And the podiatrist is like, whoa. "I'm a podiatrist. You want a psychiatrist. Why'd you come in here?" The moth goes, "Your light was on."
An oldie.
Oldie but goodie.
All right. Anybody have any topics we want to talk about this week?
Well, I'm wondering how many of our listeners are stuck someplace they don't want to be because of Icelandic ash closing down all of the airports.
I love some hot Icelandic ash.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. It would be so much better if airports were closed because of Icelandic ass.
Well, depending on what kind of ass.
Yeah. Only hot Icelandic ass.
Pockmarked, pimply ass. Not so much.
Or unwiped. That's no good.
Ooh, don't want the unwiped.
I don't, for some reason, every time I've seen video of somebody walk around Iceland, it's like a bunch of pale but very hot girls. Just sort of.
Well, they're not going to show you the fucking trolls and come visit Iceland.
Come visit Iceland, you can see this troll and maybe fuck her. She'll probably fuck you. She's desperate.
Come visit Iceland. Bring your billy goats.
Look at these hairy toad hobbits. Bring on down. Come on. Get in there. Touch one.
Yeah, I guess that hey, you know, we're chilly. Occasionally the whole place explodes. Plus you got this to look at. I see your point.
Do either of you know anybody affected? Know personally anybody affected?
The president. He wanted to go to Poland.
You know the president personally. I didn't realize that, Noah. You Barack or Tight or B.
Dude,
Diddy?
Of course we
you
know each
him.
Other.
Call him on the black phone.
I hit him on the two-way. I'm like, where you at, Obama?
I got a couple of friends in Europe, but I'm not aware that any of them were attempting to travel, so I think they're all home right now.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah, I was just wondering what it was like, because it kind of reminded me of, you know, when OG Steph was trapped after 9/11,
because mm-hmm.
they shut down all air travel over here. It just seems mm-hmm. very... It seems really odd, like the world has gotten so much smaller because of air travel, that whenever air travel goes away, all of a sudden those distances just, like, expand immediately.
Just like your belly.
It's like magic. Yep, just like my belly.
Jesus Christ, dude. Noah is uncorrallably feisty.
No, I'm sorry, did I not mark my calendar? Is it Dick Tuesday again?
I didn't just wake up for a nap. I don't know.
Oh, so you're all energetic. We got to catch you when you're sleepy.
Did you really just wake up from a nap?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's not even...
I thought you just got home from work.
I got home, like... It was a short nap, 20-minute nap.
No,
I don't know why, but I get hella sleepy sometimes when I'm driving home.
Are you 70?
Yeah, I think so. Whoa. I did just run 3.5 miles today. Maybe
twice, apparently, if your Twitter feed is to be believed.
Yeah, it was delayed. I only did it once today. Once yesterday.
Speaking of which, Noah, did you like my tweet?
Yes. Yes, it was funny.
Thank you.
It's not as funny as the first time.
I know.
All right, just
I'm just going to keep beating this one into the ground.
Diminishing returns, my friend.
But I keep changing it.
Diminishing returns. I like it.
I keep changing it. The first time I claimed it was me running to the fridge, and the next time I claimed it was you drunkenly stumbling that I was retweeting you, And this time it was topical because you found all those clothes on the way to work.
Yeah, I did. There they are. What's odd is my wife leaves maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours after me, and she said she didn't see the clothes at all. I'm like, did someone just like, oh shit, I gotta get my clothes? And
it was me.
Down the street.
I was running one direction, just stripping clothes off, going, whee, look at my wiener. And on the way back, I was like, it's chilly out here. Gonna grab those clothes.
Someone said it was the Flash.
I don't believe that happened at all. I'm going to throw that out there. How do you like that? I think you're lying.
Are you calling bullshit on him?
I am.
Damn, Tim, you're cold. You're cold,
I'm
baby.
I'm so sad.
Show me where I'm wrong.
You're cold, baby. Why you want to call? You know what?
Chicken butt?
I got some enchiladas stuff in the fridge, but I don't fucking want that. You know what I want? I want Togo's with avocado and bacon.
Okay.
That's all.
And what do you want us to do about it?
Nothing.
Exactly?
I'm just letting you know, after this, I'm going to go fucking get me some Togos.
You know what, Noah? I will run right over there with some Togos, but I will be naked when I arrive.
Because that's how we do.
Well, as long as the sandwich is not in your butt cheeks, I'm cool with that.
How do you hold sandwiches?
With my hands?
No, I got to have
hands
flapping uselessly next to me. You know how I run.
Who's this guy walking by? You better not shit on my lawn, dude.
Better not shit on my lawn. Does he have a dog with him, or is it him that you were specifically concerned about?
It was
about
him.
Shooting?
You know, dog with him, but you never know. Maybe it's people shit on my lawn. Maybe someone's like, fuck this house.
Dude just walking by going, oh, lawn dump.
Maybe they're trying to fertilize it for me.
I don't know why, but in my head, as the guy bent over, squeezed, you know, kind of pried his cheeks apart and squeezed out a little lawn log, he sang out the Batman from the original TV show, switching scenes music.
Banana!
Yeah, I can't account for that, but that's the noise that the guy made with his mouth while he was shitting on your lawn.
I like to do the punch noises when I take a shit. Boom! Pow! Bam!
Biff! Whoop!
I like to have some horns playing in the background.
Meh. You know what? My ass makes those noises anyway, so I'm 50% of the way there.
We know! Zibbity!
Is Andy watching Batman? Nope, he's duking it out.
Duke.
We're children.
Little children who don't listen.
Oh, my wife and I, this last weekend, were clearing out old episodes of Chuck. Like, Billy Mays was still alive doing commercials. Old episodes of Chuck.
Jesus Christ, dude. Didn't he die, like,
almost
a year
ago? Yeah.
Not quite a year ago. June 27th or 8th.
Yeah, these episodes of Chuck were from February, March, and April of last year.
You guys get like, behind,
we were,
sir.
We were clearing out the end of the last season of Chuck. And as we were flipping through, the local NBC station, their, you know, their nightly news was coming on. It's like reasons to watch the news. And I don't know if I saw this a year ago and commented on Tancast. And if so, you know, Tancast flashback. But my wife and I laughed our asses off when they said reasons to watch the news. Find out when the power will be back on. It's like, really? The power that makes my TV go? I should watch the black TV so that I know when it turns back on and just happens to be tuned to your channel that the power's back on. That's going to be my big sign.
Don't you guys have generators down there, yo?
Some people do, like my cousin who's very risk averse. He also has a small arsenal, so you know if a zombie apocalypse ever comes, we are heading to his house.
Make sure you run over all those zombies on the way, though.
Oh yeah.
That's good advice.
Sometimes
listen
when I walk
Noah.
Into stores, I look at them and I'm like, would this be a good store for fighting off zombies? Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. And sometimes I think about escape routes if someone's attacking me.
Yeah. Yeah, really, for the store you want, you don't want big plate glass. Definitely not.
Well, it's okay if they have the cage that you can drop down over it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see those stores where they have like the big, you know, they have lots of glass, but they have the cage thing they can pull down. I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's good. Fucking, I hope if zombies come, they aren't the fucking 28 Days Later zombies. Because those fuckers are fast.
Yeah.
The they don't fuck run, around. Yeah, they've been doing that. Stretches and...
And they spit their zombie juice blood at you
fucking
when they
super
get pissed
fast.
Off.
They've been running marathons, getting prepared.
Yeah.
I did a 10-mile zombie run with Zombie Keeper.
Yeah, don't be fucking around with those fast zombies. I want the slow, shuffling, brains kind of zombie.
Yeah, I can dodge those guys.
Yeah.
Tim's Wiley. Who can dodge them? Maybe you can get the, yeah, like the 20 days
well,
later.
Well, you know, I would prefer the thriller zombies because at least they'll, you know, they'll dance.
They'll just stop and dance. You run away with
all
the
dancing. They're slow moving. You can outrun them. But then, like, if you're like, you know what? Crank it up. And then just like... I'm assuming it's a Christmas attack. That's why we're dancing to Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd be okay if you could always play the thriller music. Like, once it stops, they want to eat your brains. But if you're playing thriller music, they'll just keep dancing. They have to stop.
Well, I just keep my iPod on a loop.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe I didn't catch that reference until now, that there is a Michael Jackson zombie in Plants vs. Zombies.
Yes.
I'm like, oh yeah, Thriller. Ha ha.
Really?
I saw him. I didn't really make the connection. I was just too busy thinking about
it. I think they're right above that zombie type, even like kind of makes joking reference to the like, you know, like this zombie isn't anybody famous.
Oh, really?
You know, like a please don't sue us kind of thing.
Yeah, now that he's dead. Good job, Plants vs. Zombies.
So was this made before or after he died?
That's a damn good question.
The game? Well, there's a PC version that was made before he died. So... yeah, and I'm talking about specifically about the iPhone version, because I never played the PC version, but I'm assuming they just ported it.
Ported it?
Yeah, moved it from one system to another.
Yep.
I just want to make sure I heard what you said.
May 5th, 2009 was the Windows release date of Plants vs. Zombies. Thank you, Wikipedia.
When did Michael Jackson die?
June 25th, 2009.
Wow.
I know, because I have it in my joke.
You have it in your what?
I have a joke about it.
Oh.
One thing that I worry, though, is that people have forgotten the lesson that we have learned by the death of Michael Jackson. I can tell right away, some of you don't know, I will explain it to you. June 24th, you can listen to the radio, watch television all day, wouldn't hear a single Michael Jackson song. June 25th, Michael Jackson died. June 26th, he was on every station. He was on MTV, BET, VH1, somehow the Weather Channel worked him in, like he was everywhere. So basically the media is telling us, once you die, that's when we'll play your music a lot. And with that in mind, we need to make sure that the members of Nickelback stay as healthy as possible for as long as possible. We need doctors on them 24/7.
If you see them taking drugs, you slap it out of their hand.
Unless it's vitamin C.
Even then, too risky. What if it's gone bad?
What if the injection point gets infected? Then it'll be like Requiem for a Dream. Ooh, which, by the way, my wife has TiVo'd.
Ass to ass.
That's the one part I'm looking forward to watching with her.
So wrong with her. It's kind of hot.
With her, without her. I'm looking forward to watching that part.
There we go. That's what I wanted. Honesty.
Jennifer Connelly's a hot piece of ass.
I'm going to have to time closing my eyes, though, because as I recall, it's intercut with, like, other forms of suffering that are less hot than that suffering.
You just have to learn to be turned on by that suffering as well.
And you need to fit some glasses that shutter on and off an exact tune to that scene in Requiem for a Dream. Genius.
Or I will just dig through the internet and find the copy that somebody spliced together that took all of the...
Or you could be that guy that makes that copy.
No, it exists. It's out there. I have seen it.
I bet you have, you dirty motherfucker.
I'm sure if you just Googled Requiem for a Dream, ass to ass scene. Hey, eighth graders that are listening, ass to ass, you'll love it.
Who doesn't love ass to ass? You don't really.
Oh, my.
I can't think of a soul.
It's like the female version of docking.
But with their asses.
Let my ass dock to your ass. Beep, beep, beep. Does Tim know what docking is?
Yes, Tim knows what docking is. Jesus Christ, we talked about it enough times on the show.
All right.
Tim lived with us.
I will not be insulted, sir.
Hey, old lady, don't shit on my lawn. I'm watching you, old lady.
Old lady, don't shit on my lawn. Oh, genius. Hey, you know, speaking of my wife, here's a bit of trivia for you. Tracy Morgan reminds her of you. How does
that
make you feel?
Tracy Morgan kind of reminds me of a retarded dude.
I mean, that sucks, but it's funny.
Tracy Morgan kind of reminds me... Who's the dude with the big knot on his forehead that sang the Suck a Cheetah's Dick song?
Oh, Wesley Willis.
Willis. That's what it was.
What? Suck a Cheetah's Dick song.
Suck a Cheetah's Dick. Suck a Cheetah's Dick. Suck a Cheetah's Dick. Suck a Cheetah's Dick. Suck a European bison's smelly ass. Suck a woolly mammoth's dick with Miracle Whip. Suck a snow leopard's ass with whipped cream. Suck a hyena's spermy dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick.
He was a schizophrenic guy who just had this... Someone gave him like a Casio keyboard, and he would just knock out songs just about random shit. Like McDonald's is... Rock on McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Oh!
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Okay, now you're making it sound like he was deaf. He was schizophrenic, dude.
He kind of sounded like that, though.
Yeah, he was completely tone deaf, but not...
I guess he would greet people by headbutting him, so he had a huge knot on his forehead.
Well, I guess that's bound to happen.
But yeah, he has a song called Suck a Cheetah's Dick.
Oh!
I do not find Tracy Morgan funny.
That's the part I don't like. I don't particularly find him funny either.
Just random shit comes out of that dude's head.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see that part, but I don't think I'm even as bad as him.
Yeah, well, you worked with my wife for a little while, and she would beg to differ.
Okay.
She said she'd just be hanging out in her little office. All of a sudden, she'd overhear you talking to whatever that other dude's name was, Steve Dave?
Steve?
Steve Dave.
Well, sure, why not?
Steve Dave. Let me have this.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Shut up, Walt.
And then the end of your story happened.
Yeah, then the end. Yeah, and she'd just overhear it, and it would hurt her little brain. She's like, what the fuck is he saying? And then as she recounts the story, she would ask you, and then her brain would hurt more as you tried to explain it.
I come up with random shit. I like to work it out.
Yep.
That guy would sleep like no other. We had Steve like Dave. Our own little offices that no one really came by. And you could shut the door, and that guy loved to take naps.
That's a good idea, just taking naps.
But while he was on the clock, though.
Yeah.
That's the best time to take a nap. Now I'm getting paid for this nap.
Which I don't really particularly care, but what would happen is we were on the phones together, and somehow he would get logged off, so all of a sudden I'm getting all those calls, and he would know it's because he was sleeping. So like, hey, dude, are you on the phones? Get the fuck up.
What? Yeah, my wife used to come home, she's like, you know, I like him as a person, but... I don't think he's destined for great things in his life.
What? I thought that's how you moved up in the world. You're like, all right, nap time.
Boss drops by. Hey, how's it going? You got like big line of drool down your cheek and onto your desktop.
I just had a wicked dream, dude. Can I get a promotion? Raise? Something?
I found that funny.
Did Tim just tune back in again?
No.
There's a Skype delay. Sorry, it was funny to me. I know it wasn't funny to you. Fuck you. Fuck you both.
No, fuck you!
No, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Why you fuck each other?
Wow. Oh, and fuck Tylenol PM.
Why?
Every time, you know, I think, oh, man, you know, I'm really worn out, but, you know, my brain's kind of wired, you know, I'm thinking about work the next day or whatever. It's like, well, you know, I was going to take some Tylenol anyways before bed. I'm going to take some Tylenol PM and maybe get a little bit better sleep. It's like I fall asleep, like, instantaneously, but then I just have fucked up dreams the whole night.
What'd you dream about, sir?
It might be kind of a downer for me to talk about what I dreamed about. It was a fucked up dream. I think that's enough.
Sometimes I dream about big titty hookers.
See, if I could take Tylenol PM and dream about big titty hookers, I would take Tylenol PM all the fucking time.
Did you dream you were fucking a girl and it had the face of Tim? Because that'd be sweet.
No, because, you know, as long as I kept looking down, I could probably finish up.
You should give...
What if it was telling Tim's jokes?
I would pretend I was listening to YouTube.
You should give his wife a Tim mask so that she can wear it when they do it.
What, so Tim can fuck himself?
No, to your wife.
I thought that was just a really long way of you going to tell Tim to go fuck himself. I was like, that was inventive, but awfully random there, Tracy Morgan.
Easy now. Don't need to be insulting.
Sorry, it's Dick Tuesday, remember?
I had forgotten.
I kind of want to see the movie he's in, Death at a Funeral.
I kind of want to see that.
It looks kind of funny.
Yeah, wasn't that movie just out?
Well, just came out.
You mean, is there a similar movie? Is that what you were trying to say?
No. Death at a Funeral. Those exact words in the name. Like a British movie 2 years ago.
Oh.
There's four weddings
but, like,
and a
released
funeral?
In the U.S. Yeah, like Hugh Grant was in it or something.
Are you thinking about
four weddings?
If
IMDb ever wakes its lazy ass up and responds to me, I will find out.
We will wait here with bated breath.
Anyways,
for
it looks kind of funny.
For fuck's sake, it's been like 15 seconds and it hasn't rendered a bit of page.
Anyways, what, Noah?
It looks funny. Random people in it. Owen Wilson? Luke Wilson. Fucking...
Is that the one with the midget?
Yeah,
yes.
The midget gay
lover.
Excuse me,
the little person.
Yep, that guy's a famous midget.
Little person? Yeah, he was in Nip/Tuck.
Nip/Tuck.
He was also in... Threshold, one of those alien invasion TV shows that got canceled.
He was also balls deep in your mama!
Well, look at this! Andy is correct!
Yep, Death at a Funeral, 2007. Is IMDb sucking for you too? Is it just my internet connection?
Your iPhone or your computer?
My computer.
I looked up on my phone, it was zippity-doo!
Alright, maybe this is just a Comcast fail.
I went to see The Losers.
Fail.
Which kind of looks like...
And how was The Losers?
I said I want to see it. It kind of looks like A-Team. Oh. But like, it's like they had the real A-Team movie come out, and then there's like A-Team B.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that just be the B-Team? Like, how did you miss that joke?
I do believe it's my internet connection, because now you both sound really, really fuzzy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy? Like,
was a bear?
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Ah, Alan Tudyk. That's who I was thinking of that was in it.
Yes, good old Alan Tudyk.
He was the naked guy on the roof. The one that Cyclops is playing in the U.S. version.
Oh, so it is a remake.
Yep, chaos ensues when a man tries to expose a dark secret regarding the recently deceased patriarch of a dysfunctional British family. Yeah, that sounds exactly the same.
And I remember, totally see how they've, like, let's make it into a black movie.
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this is funny when it was proper British folk. Let's get proper black folk. It'll be just as funny.
And Tim made a valid statement when we saw a preview for that movie. Chris Rock cannot act, which is so true.
This is true.
He's a funny guy.
He is a funny... Yeah, like Dogma, when what's-her-name asks if he knew Jesus, and he stops for, like, probably about three pauses too long before he gets out the, knew him, nigga owe me $12.
I don't believe that is true. I believe that is an invalid criticism of that particular scene.
Oh, I always thought his delivery was off.
Invalid.
Like he was trying to remember the line, not like he was responding to her.
But that wasn't the line. He made that up, actually.
Ooh, what do you guys say that?
Okay, well then, like, he was trying to think of something clever as opposed to responding to her.
That is responding, is when you think of something clever first. You're losing.
I hate you.
There it is. Victory.
Whoomp, there it is. Tag team, back again. Don't hate. Congratulate.
Hate you so much.
I'm going camping this weekend.
That's why we're recording today.
Yeah, although they don't know what today is.
Dick Day?
Although I realized I'm going to be driving all up and down, going up to Santa Barbara on Saturday, and then check out my wife playing soccer on Sunday. I'll be driving all hither, going to Modesto on Thursday. I'm fucking seeing all the sights.
Ooh-wee, baby.
Santa Barbara and Modesto?
That's right. I don't know how I did it.
Stop it. You're going crazy.
Stop it.
Thank you.
And he said something funny. Write it down.
Yep. Note the date and the
mark
time.
Mark it down.
Log it.
That reminds me of when you guys counted all the funny things I said.
Yes.
That got old.
Never.
Not for you two.
You're mistaken.
Probably like right in the middle of a good run, you'd be like, oh, Andy said something funny again. It's like, ah, thanks for pushing that train right off the rails.
You're never in a good run.
You never
let
me.
There's a long run of shit being said and then funny shit drops in the middle. You're like, oh, there was one. Boom. You got one.
Now we got to take it over because it's all about us.
It is all about
Noah
us.
Show.
Thank you.
Fuck Andy.
I'm glad you realized
wait
that.
A second. I wasn't the one counting you being funny. And you always misremember this.
No, you egged him on.
No.
I think it was... I remember you there laughing some of the times. I have no long-term memory. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do it, Tim. Count his things. Count them. Ha ha.
Way to count.
Way to count.
Ah.
You count like no one has ever counted before.
Well, I'm all laughed out.
Say another one of your funny things.
I don't have any other funny things.
Damn. I kind of wanted to talk about something. I don't know. It might be. It might end up being lame, and we'll have to move on to something else. But, I mean, we're lame so often on Tancast, I really didn't think it would bother anyone.
Let's give it a shot. Do it, baby.
So did either of you hear
lame.
About the...
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Either of you hear about the fat man who looked like a monkey who was thrown into a giant blender and set on frappe?
What?
Wow. That... Oh. That hurts my brain. Is that a setup?
No, it's a dig on you. You're fat. You look like a monkey, according to Tancast. I'm going to throw you in a blender and hit frappe.
Oh.
It was a threat.
Okay, so what's your real thing you want
to
talk about?
Okay. Did you hear about the lesbian who wanted to go to prom, and then they were going to ban her from going to prom, and they took it to court, and they said, you can't ban her from going to prom, so then they canceled the whole fucking prom?
And yes. Then the parents, like... paid for a secret prom or something like that, or a private prom,
yes,
or something like that.
A whole separate prom that she would have no way of knowing about, and then sent her to a fake prom where only her date, and I think a couple other special ed students showed up.
Yeah, heard about that.
That is fucking conceivable to me.
Yeah.
How could parents be that fucked up? Like, and like, not one single parent is like, you know what, someone should tell her this is fucked up. Like, they all were like, yeah, fuck lesbian. She's that. These are the good gays. Even gay haters like lesbians. Come on.
I like all the gays. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm embracing of all gays. But if you're gonna hate gays,
you know what?
You don't
I'm gonna throw it out there that I don't like all gays. But in much the same way that I don't like all human beings, because that's all gays are other people.
Thank you for interrupting my flow.
There's,
all
there's
I'm
nothing
is,
magic about them. Fuck
all
you.
I'm saying
So,
who doesn't like to see chicks making out? Come on! And I'm looking at a picture of her, and I'm not 17, but if I was, I would like to see this chick make out with another chick.
She was a cute girl. So the parents are the ones, the parents of the other students are the ones that set up the fake prom
yeah.
for her to go to?
And paid for it.
No, the,
oh,
the
no, no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
The fake prom was like the school prom, but like it was poorly attended or some shit like that.
Literally, there was only six people at the other prom.
Oh, okay, so the prom she went to was a real prom. But they set up a secret one that everyone else went to, pretty much.
Well, hang on, I'm looking at this article now. Present Constance from bring a fingermill bait to a prom. The teen was sent to a fake prom while the rest of her class partied at a secret location at an event organized by parents. Parent organized prom happened behind her back. She and her date were sent Friday night to an event at a country club. They attracted only five other students. Her school principal and teachers served as chaperones, but clearly there wasn't much to keep an eye on. They had two proms, and I was only invited to one of them. The one that I went to had seven people there, and everyone went to the other one I wasn't invited to.
You know what? In a similar story, my wife was telling me about this. Some town, I wanted to say in Texas, because, you know, fucking Texas. But it was actually probably like Mississippi or, you know, somewhere like really, well, it was rural wherever it was. But this high school had segregated proms like up to last year or some shit like that. And I guess Morgan Freeman had said, if you integrate your prom, I will pay for it. And so the white parents threw their own prom for their kids to go to.
What the fuck is still wrong with this country?
They know. They don't want the white girls to get a hold of that black dick, because when that shit happens, it's all over with.
Mississippi, 2009...
You don't want the white girls to get a hold of that black dick.
I see the movies. Those girls go buck wild.
Woo, that was funnier than I had anticipated.
I think, yeah, it's fucked up on both accounts. Like, why do people care so much?
Yeah, Charleston, Mississippi. It was the 2008 Charleston, Mississippi high school seniors preparing for their senior prom.
How is shit still segregated?
Yeah. Oh, and Morgan Freeman picked it because apparently he's from there.
So he didn't get to go to prom with a white woman. That was my Morgan Freeman. Nailed it.
White women. I'm not going to even try. I'm just going to fuck it up. So, yeah.
March of the white women.
To Morgan Freeman's dick.
Yeah, see here. The integrated prom is successful despite some parents forbidding their children to attend it. And that a white-only prom was held by some of the parents.
And they wear white hoodies?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Indeed. What the fuck?
Like, there are things I understand in the disagreements that, you know, happen within this country. Like, you know, like, there's certain parts of the left versus right debate that I get. Like, you know, why are we, you know, if we do this, it'll make it easier for the government to fuck us over. Or if we do that, it'll make it easier for corporations to fuck us over. You know,
there's a balancing act, and you need to find where the right point is to balance those different sets of power.
But what the fuck, man? Why do you care about what someone's race is or who they like to fuck? Get over yourself!
Oh, yeah, Mike Huckabee recently said something about how, I'm going to try to find his exact quote because I don't want to be, like, just too outlandish with it. But it was fucking outlandish. It was something about how people with AIDS should be isolated.
That's come up before, though.
Yeah, like he said it back in the 90s or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, let's see here. April 13th from the Associated Press. Mike Huckabee, a possible Republican presidential candidate in 2012. Yeah, 2010. He's going to change the rules. In 2012, said the effort to allow gays and lesbians to marry is comparable to legalizing incest, polygamy, and drug use. He also told college journalists last week that gay couples should not be permitted to adopt because children are not puppies.
Jesus Christ!
He told the interviewer that not every group's interests deserve to be accommodated if their lifestyle is outside of what he called the ideal. Said that deciding which lifestyle should be accommodated and which ones should not creates a slippery slope. Why do you get to choose that two men are okay, but one man and three women are not okay?
Oh, that sounds like a good one right there.
Well, then why do you get to decide that a man and a woman is okay, but everything else is not okay?
Well, and there are...
Kind of lost your own argument there.
There are compelling arguments about polygamy, where when it's like one man and three women, that...
It's awesome?
Groups that have done that tend to... Well, you know, not to pick on Muslims as a whole, but Muslims in an area where men can marry more than one woman... creates a surplus of unmarried men.
But six titties, dude!
Yeah, I get that. That's one lucky guy, and, you know...
You could have, three other unlucky guys. They can spin around and slap you in the face, titties. Like it's a titty washing machine.
Let's be fair, because if we live in a culture where one man can marry several women, I would be one of the men who had no women. That's how that would work.
Yeah.
That's how that shit works.
Tim would be on the freeway and be like, spare a woman?
Yeah. The other thing is those sorts of relationships lend themselves, to being unequal. As I burp in your ear, I apologize. That just came out of nowhere. So, it's not exactly the same thing. And it's not the same thing as incest. And it's not even in the same, set of debate as drug use. That's a whole other debate.
Gay people got it rough.
Yeah, there we go.
Men.
He also advocated isolating AIDS patients from the general public, saying it was necessary to confine carriers of the plague. I think Mike Huckabee does not understand how medicine works. Because it's not like these, every AIDS patient is a fucking Typhoid Mary just out there spreading AIDS. AIDS is one of the hardest diseases to catch.
But the funnest. Either having sex or doing drugs or, bleeding out of a gash while someone else is bleeding on your gash.
Yeah, at least you're outdoors at that point.
By the sunset. In happy gay news, though, I heard Obama passed something that made it easier for same-sex couples to see their spouse in the hospital.
Yes. And you know what? That would have been awesome if that was in place about 20 years ago when my uncle was in the hospital dying of AIDS. Just to wrap that whole story up with a neat bow.
It would have been. Also been wonderful if we didn't get borrowed from Africa, but what are you going to do?
What?
I said we didn't get brought over from Africa.
Oh. But I thought you said it also been wonderful when Wheaties brought her Africa. And I was like, wait, what now?
I actually heard it. I just had a difficult time believing it.
You don't think it would be better if we weren't brought over from Africa?
No, that's exactly where Noah's head went. No,
racist.
You know, in all honesty, way back in the day, my family made sure that, you know, if my uncle's boyfriend wanted to visit him, that the hospital knew that they were not to turn him away.
Because your family, as a general rule, is cool.
Because my family loved my uncle.
Not in a gay way, though. That was for his boyfriend.
Yeah, he was gay. You see why that's funny?
Not in a gay way.
Annie, did you get
because
that?
Because incest is wrong.
Does gay incest really count? It's not like you can make a retarded baby. Just let it happen. Why people gotta get all uptight?
You know what? Some people
incest.
Are just too ugly to fuck out of their own family. Let them have it.
And sometimes you do just have that one hot, like, second or third cousin.
Exactly.
And that's when you start doing the math. Okay, how many chromosomes in common? I think we can risk that.
No. Not straight people. We're going to finally, we're going to get some segregation in gay people's favor. Straight people can't fuck cousins, but gay people can. Legislate it. Get it done.
I think gay people are okay, Tim. I don't think they need you to speak up for them.
Nah, they really don't. They don't need me to do anything. They're like, listen, dude, shut the fuck up. You are not helping.
You're fucking our shit up, dude.
Chill the fuck out. We got this.
So, I don't know. I was happy to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Baby steps.
Man, and just like listening to talk radio after that, people freaking out over it. You know, not sensible people, not, you know, people that you'd actually want to talk to or listen to, but people who somehow nevertheless got their fool asses on the news. Like, how? How is letting somebody who cares about somebody else who may be dying in to see them, to spend time with whatever time they have left, how is that undermining the moral fabric of our country? I think telling them, no, you don't have any right to go see this person you care for deeply who is dying, that undermines the moral fabric of our country.
I agree with Andrew. So much so I use his elongated name.
I agree with Andrew as well.
That's not my name. My name is Randall.
I agree with Randall. And Andrew.
I agree with dumbass idiot.
That is your overall name.
That was a callback to my post last year. Yes,
yeah,
dumbass
idiot. It's hilarious.
There was a comment on that post, too, about how they'd never get to hear you saying, here comes Randall, he's a berserker. I'm like, fuck, I should have stuck with this joke longer.
Here comes Randall, he's a berserker. Nailed it.
No,
you're welcome, guy who left that comment, or gal.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Life isn't the same after you're dead.
Life is always changing,
unless
man.
You're one of the fast zombies and you're Noah, in which case life is exactly the same. Because you're going to be running and tweeting about it. Ran 3.6 miles, got brains.
Nice. Brains.
Brains are delicious.
Track me at brainschaser.com.
Make it, Andy. You should make an fitness app, but you're running from zombies.
No, that you are a zombie.
Okay, well, whatever. You can work out the details.
Oh, I did not believe that Brains Chaser is registered.
Do it before we
million
post this.
$1 million plan, baby.
Zillion, jillion, Google, gillion, reading of the William. Name was Michelle, but she called herself Lillian Dollar Idea.
It's going to make us rich, biatch.
Is that a Dennis Miller?
It is a Dennis Miller quote. Back when Dennis Miller... Oh! Speaking of Dennis Miller and fuck sticks. hang on. A comedian friend of mine said, hey, Dennis Miller is now following me. I have to get my thesaurus out now for whenever I do tweets to make sure that my references are wacky. This is obviously too long for a tweet, but something to that effect. And then I tweeted something in response. I can't remember what it was. You guys say things, and then I will look it up.
Things.
Whew, that was way funnier than I expected it to be.
So, Andy, I was thinging in my thinging, and then I thinged. What do you think?
Well, I think we thing the thing.
You fired your fucking tweet yet?
Oh, Noah, did you thing on the thing, that thing?
I fucking totally did, and then she was like, thing?
I know. Dude, that was a total Stephanie thing.
That bitch be crazy thinging.
Woo! Alright, well, I found it, if that makes you guys feel any better.
Sweet, we'll read that thing.
I hope the listeners were as entertained as I was, because fuck, that was funny. So she said she was being followed by Dennis Miller, and I said, wow, I just went to his page, he's become such a right-wing tool. Dennis Miller said 9/11 changed him, so I guess the terrorists did win. To which some random fuckwad I've never heard of, apparently just trolling for people talking about Dennis Miller, went, Sorry, Tim, I must have missed the memo. When did you become relevant again? To which I say, when was I relevant in the first place, dumbass? You suck.
Maybe he mistaked you for someone famous.
He must be that Tim Babb that did background rendering for Pixar's short in front of Up. I'm going to tell him a thing or two.
Yeah, I'll put him in his place. I'm already there, dude. Unemployed.
Schlepping on down to Modesto to try and get a couple chuckles out of the people at Bob's Comedy Helicopter or wherever the fuck I'm playing.
What? It's called Bob's Comedy Helicopter?
No, it's that's no. Oh. It's this comedian named Angelo Bowers in L.A., he always used to, I would say, like, hey, I'm going on the road. He's like, Tim Babb is a road dog every day doing it. And he would come, and he would just riff about, like, he's doing three nights at Bob's Comedy Helicopter in Walla Walla, Washington. And then he's going to be at the Chuckle Hut in Poughkeepsie. Anyway, that was one that always stuck with me, the Comedy Helicopter. Because it would always be like something comedy and then a place inside where you sat and watch it. Like, you know, the Giggle Submarine or something like that. It's always so random. And it would do it like every time I saw him.
How's he doing in life?
Fine. We just did a show up together up at the San Francisco Castellanogalogalas.
Oh, I love the Castellanogalogalas.
It's almost as easy to pronounce as Nayahoo. All right, I thought that was funny. You guys decided otherwise.
We took a vote, and we decided not funny.
We'll throw it to the listeners. Was that another lilac?
By round of applause, who found that funniest? We're pulling out all of the comedians that used to be funny.
That was so odd that they had like a stand-up showdown on Comedy Central. That's what they called it. And they played Dana Cook. It's not Dana. Dane Cook. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Dana Carvey and Dane Cook just had a kid that was completely irrelevant.
It was Dane Cook and then also Dave Chappelle. And they called that a comedy showdown. I was like, well, that's a comedy mismatch.
Yeah.
That is.
Like, they picked those two because it was DC initials.
Like it was new comedy? Oh.
No. It was like the first or second special that Dave Chappelle did, the one from DC. And I think it was Inner Circle or what, Vicious Circle?
Vicious Circle.
Yeah,
From Dane Cook, which I still haven't seen.
This is not really related, but Ryan Reynolds kind of looks like Dane Cook. Meh, a little bit.
Yeah.
He's in a movie that is so weird called Paper Man, and it has the Jeff Daniels, not Jeff Daniels.
He'll turn sideways and enter your house under the door. He's Paper Man.
Who, the Dumb and Dumber guy, but not...
Jeff Daniels.
What?
Jeff Daniels.
Okay, I did say it right. Anyways, Ryan Reynolds plays his imaginary superhero friend.
Oh, so he is Paper Man.
It's so weird, because it's like an independent film. I'm like, really? Like, do you owe someone a favor, Ryan? What's going on, buddy? Someone got some pictures on you they ain't supposed to have? Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if he wants to do a little movie that's kind of weird and quirky, that's fine, but he's, like... Seems like he's doing all right. He could, just do Deadpool. Not Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
But Green Lantern. Is that the... He's in Green Lantern,
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, siroo!
But, yeah. Any, maybe
Aren't
your
there
mom...
two
not
Green
mom.
Lanterns going to be
wife
in that one?
Want to see that movie, Tim.
What? I'm sorry, both of you talking at the same time?
Sorry.
Tim's wife. Maybe wants to see Paper Man.
More than likely.
Ryan Reynolds in a spandex outfit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're definitely going to that.
And you get to see he doesn't seem like he loses his face halfway in the movie.
That'll be a definite plus. Plus, after she's all juiced up, guess who gets to tap that? Not Ryan Reynolds. Fuck you, Reynolds. It's all about Bab.
All that touching is for Bab.
I like that. Juiced up. Hey, babe, you juiced up? Let me get my dipstick out.
What? I like how you tried to play it off, but you were also laughing. Like, what? I don't know what I said. It's a mystery.
I do believe that Ryan Reynolds is also on my wife's list.
Fucking who is? I mean, what list isn't Ryan Reynolds on?
He's on some dude's
list. The
list
of possible cameos for Tancast 100. He's definitely not on that list.
Oh, he's on that list. I just don't think he'll show up. He's got stuff to do.
What?
Like Scarlett Johansson.
You know, I submit to you that if they ever remake Fletch, that he should be Fletch.
I would concur.
Yep, not Brody.
Oh. Yeah, he's lost his charm for me.
Jason Lee?
Yeah, Jason Lee.
He's in something new, isn't he? Some new show?
Mm-hmm. Is he?
Or is it a movie? I don't remember.
Nope,
but I saw something new with him.
Andy, elaborate.
I'm trying to... He's like a cop or something like that. I'm trying to remember the name of the show and what channel it's on.
I guess we could just Google the Jason and the Lee.
I just did that. Memphis Beat.
I assume it's a comedy?
I don't believe so. It looked kind of gritty.
I think it's sort of like a serial...
Drama centered on a Memphis cop.
It's a drama centered on a Memphis cop, you say?
Who moonlights as an Elvis impersonator and lives with his mother.
Sounds like a winner.
And I don't believe that Jason Lee is that Memphis cop. He isn't listed first. Oh, they're all in alphabetical order. Never mind.
Huh. Yeah, you better never mind.
Oh, I guess he's still making the album and Chipmunks money.
That is true.
He used that money to get rid of that unibrow.
He's got that Squeakquel green coming in.
Fuck, that Squeakquel made a shit ton of money. That's amazing to me. I made like $200 million, I think, when I stopped checking.
Further proof of my assertion that 12% of Americans are functionally brain dead.
Or maybe there's a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, but the fucking Disney movie was out at the same time, Princess and the Frog, which I finally saw, by the way, and it was excellent.
How to Train Your Dragon is supposed to be pretty good as well. Just throwing it out there.
I never heard anybody walk out of the Squeakquel and go, fuck, that is better than I thought it would be. Like, no one has ever, I've never heard people pipe up like, fuck, that was good. It just made a shitload of money.
Fair enough. I will not be seeing it.
Yeah, so let's see.
How to Train Your Dragon, I could see how that might be good. Sorry, Andy, what?
Oh, no, I was just going to Rotten Tomatoes and seeing what sort of reviews the Squeakquel got.
Excellent.
$240 million worldwide.
16 positive reviews out of 80. Average rating 3.9 out of 10. Now let's compare that to The Princess and the Frog.
What do reviews matter, though, if you rake in that money?
Well, it doesn't, because it is about the money. But the problem is that people are funding stupid-ass movies. Princess and the Frog, 85% positive. 128 positive reviews out of 151. Average rating 7.3 out of 10. So theoretically, you get somewhere between 2 and 4 times your money, more out of for your money, from Princess and the Frog. Or you are that many times more likely to enjoy The Princess and the Frog as the Squeakquel. If you are not functionally brain dead. Holy shit!
Go.
The Squeakquel is the number 2 rental right now.
It is the 4th highest grossing movie on New Year's Day. Like, of all the New Year's Days ever.
Ever?
Beating Titanic.
This is one of those movies where, like, I haven't seen it to hate it. I just know.
Sort of like Transformers 2?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that, but I will someday.
I thought you were gonna break down and see it, Mr.
It's
Crater.
On my Netflix queue, but I haven't gotten to it yet. I got other shit I want to see.
Mr. Benedict Arnold?
And anybody saying that I'm unfairly maligning this thing that I haven't experienced, I also haven't taken a big fat turd between two nice fresh pieces of bread and just chowed down on that either.
You might like it.
Actually, that's better than you'd think.
Yeah.
Really?
If you toast the bread.
Oh. Put a little salt on it, sprinkle some walnuts on it. Delicious.
Well, no, I didn't really want to talk about my bowel movements too much, but I'll just tell you, I don't have to sprinkle any walnuts on it.
Ew.
That was actually a tweet response I got. I did a poo tweet and got a response back from Alyssa that was just ew.
Has anyone seen Cop Out yet?
No. So well, I can't speak to anyone, but I can speak to me. The answer is no.
I'm sure someone in the world
has. No one
has
seen it.
No one has seen it anywhere.
Any one of those podcasts.
I have not seen it.
Okay. Neither have I. So sad.
I also didn't buy Zack and Miri when it came on DVD. That's another first.
But you did enjoy that one.
It was all right. It wasn't... Well, I think it was the lack of commentary, and just, like, it wasn't... Didn't have my Affleck. I need my Affleck.
Need you think Smith, he'll ever Affleck come back?
To the I assume.
Kevin Smith forward.
I don't know what Kevin Smith is doing. I don't know where his head is at. I don't get him. Him and his stoner ways with his marijuana.
He wants to grow as a director, Tim.
Fine, grow with Affleck. Look at how many Scorsese movies have De Niro in them.
More Affleck. Did he get back to you yet, Kevin? Is he going to be on here?
No, but a bunch of other people retweeted to Kevin. Like, hey, you should have...
I saw that.
You should have Tim Babb. Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, the people I follow, I saw that we jointly follow. Yeah. Maybe more.
Joint.
How many followers you got, Tim?
How many followers do I have? I have 292.
Ooh, look at you.
How many do you have?
Not very many. Like 40, 50 maybe. I'm fine with that.
Hey, everybody, follow Noah.
No, it's okay. I don't need to follow me.
All right, Tim, cut that out.
Done.
Sometimes random people follow me, and I have no idea why. I'm just like, who the fuck are you? Like, why are you following me? And I look, and they're just a bunch of random links of shit I don't even care about. One black
I think people follow you. It's like spam, basically. They're like,
yeah,
I'm going to follow you. You're going to see that I'm following you, and then you're going to check out my page and then hopefully click on my shit.
Maybe. But it's not spam like when you know you get those hot girls that follow you, and they're like, oh, check out my pictures.
Yeah, and it's like real. I got a lot of them for real estate. Or, chiropractors. I was like, how many fucking chiropractors are on Twitter trying to drum up some business?
And why are they following me?
How's your back? Hey, Bab. Bab back. Kind of similar, huh? Consonant, vowel, consonant, consonant. Come on!
I get a little offended sometimes when I at-tweet people, like, trying to find information. They don't get back to me. I'm like, really? You're not gonna respond to it, brother? I'm trying to get some information from you.
I'm sorry, dude. Sometimes I'm fucking busy.
Not
you, know my number?
Homo. More like companies or people, specifically, like, that do business. I'm trying to find out information.
Yeah, and there's some that are, like, just right on top of that shit. Like, a year ago, I'd said something about, you know, oh, my God, Pop Chips are delicious. And Pop Chips started following me and, you know, wrote me back. You're like, thank you. We're glad you like it. Have you tried these other new flavors that we just came out with?
Try these flavors.
Like, whoa, calm down, Pop Chips. I just said you were delicious. I didn't say Pop Chips marry me. Although now that you say it, Pop Chips marry me.
It'd be nice if people told you why they're following you.
Like, no, I like the mystery.
I kind of like, I'm curious, like, do I know you? Like, why? Like, because I categorize people. I have lists. I have lists for people.
Because your shit is on his list.
It cracks me up. I check out the list that I'm on for one person, and one person he has me under their athletes list. I'm like, really? Athletes?
Well, if 70% of your tweets are about running and walking and biking and swimming and throwing rocks, whatever you're doing, I don't know.
Yep. It's just funny.
I think that is sufficient, sir.
I wouldn't consider myself an athlete. I'm active. I think of athletes like, you know, Michael Jordan, that's an athlete.
Maybe it's because you're a mathlete. They don't know what likes
funny.
To add.
Not funny, Andy.
This is 1, 2, 4, 7. Count these rocks, bitch. I can't remember whose stand-up bit that was.
Chris Rock.
That's Chris Rock, yeah.
Was it? Okay.
1, 2, 4, 5.
Well, you my count master rocks, now? Bitch. You my master? Tell me this. Nigga, can you kick my ass?
That's all niggas want to know.
Tim, I just saw your tweet to Michaela, and it cracks me up.
Well, Michaela just responded to a tweet of mine, and so I was like, hey, just to let you know, we came up with a great follow-up idea for a book, if you want to listen to a recent Dan guest. For those of you who do not remember that episode, the title was A Look at My Boobs.
Booby boob.
No. I believe the title was Look at My Boobs. I think I
put you only need two O's. Again, look at my boobs. Just in case you want to put, like, boobs in the two O's.
Oh, yeah. Put, like, draw nipples on the O's?
No, I wasn't thinking nipples. I was thinking maybe, like, a lacy bra pattern going diagonally inside the two O's. Because, you know, you want to sell this at Barnes & Noble. This isn't, like, some gaudy airport, you know, spank magazine.
This shit's classy, yo.
Like, it's like a look at my boobs, and then I'm going to tell you something. Like, it's a story. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We have a different vision, you and I, Tim.
Yes, we do.
Sorry to derail that. I just saw the tweet and was really amused and you know, I have no long-term memory, so I needed to get that out right away.
Okay, well, glad
we could settle that.
So anybody else do anything exciting this last week? You know, in the 3 days since we recorded? Whoa, nope, two. Two and a half.
I drove.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, you did.
Whew. Man, I'm behind on podcasts. I was, like, storing them all up for the to and from Vegas, but, like, now I just have a backlog. I'm behind on Mousetalgia. I'm super behind on Distorted View, Tell 'em Steve Dave, but Smodcast was funny. I'm behind on I Love Movies. Shit, I gotta get some listening done.
I haven't listened to the new Smod yet. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I will.
It was if you haven't heard, Smodcast is now sponsored by Fleshlight, and so one of them was all about was all about Scott Mosier fucking his Fleshlight. It was very amusing. They spent an hour on it. Like, well, because it kept going off on tangents, but and the new one is about Steven Seagal supposedly is accused of having a sex slave or sex slaves. I'm not really sure if it's singular or plural. And so they talked about that for a whole episode, and of course kept tangenting, but that was the spine of the episode that they kept. Coming back to.
We should promote ourselves as the Smodcast Cliff Notes.
The Smod Companion. The Smod Companion.
You don't listen to the whole thing. We'll just pick up the highlights for you.
But you got to fast forward to the end because it's usually when we run out of other shit to talk about. And we'll summarize
the Smodcast. It's not that we run out of other shit to talk about, and sometimes we put it at the beginning, baby. Come on.
That's true.
Come on, baby.
I know. It's just that it's Dick Tuesday.
Tell him see Dave is funny, but man, those guys are kind of petty.
That's why I like it. I'm petty.
I'm Tom Petty.
Let's dance with Mary Jane. I sound more like Bob Dylan than Tom Petty.
Yes, you do.
That's why I don't do impressions.
My son has taken to pointing at his knees and saying, tit. My wife does not want to correct this behavior.
Really?
Really. She thinks it's very funny.
I thought your wife would be all up on that. Well, like, yeah, all right, we got to nip this the fuck in the bud.
You correct it by pointing at your own boobs and going, no, tit. Tell me I'm lying.
Wow.
You're not. Hey, Drew, what's this?
She's pointing at her boobs for everybody who can't see, which means those who are not me.
Oh, I can see.
Well, I've got an office full of things now. I got a wife thing. I've got a son thing. I've got a cat thing.
Those are things, huh? Yes. How you... That's how you roll with that?
Yeah.
I think he's trying to make a little callback.
Oh. Didn't work for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I actually wasn't trying to. But thank you, Noah.
Oh, okay, good. Good. I'm glad you weren't trying to, because you failed.
It's like when somebody watches a shitty movie and goes, wow, there's so much message in there. No, there's not. You're making that up. You are reading in.
Like when people ascribe more meaning to Zancast than exists.
Yes.
Like, no, we're just blathering.
Yeah. We've been through so much together.
No, it's a subtle commentary on English Indian trade relations at the end of the British Raj. No.
Are you still referring to Tancast?
All right, well, I have a giggly baby and a need to sleep, so I think we should wrap this shit up.
I was going to say that a while ago, but you were busy talking.
I know.
Talking,
but you know
talking,
what? Now
talk,
I've decided,
talk.
And I'm the decider.
I pay for cash.
Join us, Noah.
Yes. I paid for that in cash, so I don't need to save this receipt. Boop. Trash. Sorry, that was just a little personal thing from Tim. Throwing away a receipt. 100th episode still coming up. We've got a couple inside jokes. Someone suggested we do a high five, like the high five inside jokes. I don't think we could do that. Like, we should do a high five category, perhaps. Like, you know, categories of inside jokes. So that's what we may end up doing.
Alrighty.
So if you have any inside jokes, send them on over.
Sounds good.
All right. That's it.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you in, it'll be a week your time. It'll be more than that our time. Because we got shit to do.
Did we just blow your motherfucking mind? I think we motherfucking did. There goes your mind. Little bits of cerebellum on the back wall.
All right. Well, hope everybody had a happy Hitler pot day.
Have a good week. I'll be in the woods getting eaten by bears.
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky.
That reminds me. I'm hungry. Make some stir fry.
No, is there a gay pride parade going through the woods where you'd be staying?
Yeah, different kind of bear.
No, you stupid piece of shit.
All right, well, no, wrapping up Dick Tuesday. Thanks. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later when it's, Dick Saturday. It's Dick Sunday.
All right.
Saying no is always a dick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to TanCast. Remember, TanCast.com is the place you can go to find all our show notes and blogs. Plus, you can find a link to our iTunes feed where you can subscribe and write us a review. You can also find a link to vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can also find a link to our official Facebook fan page. And you can find a link to our official store where you can buy TanCast merchandise, otherwise known as CafePress.com/TanCast. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.
TanCast.
Sounds good.
No, we just went for a jog while we were recording.
What are you doing, Noah?
Now he's masturbating.
I am masturbating.
What are you doing to your mic? Noah.
What?
What are you doing to your mic? It sounds all weird.
Still sound weird?
Nope, better now.
No. What were you doing?
I was just being weird. I was grabbing onto it and breathing into it.
Ah, okay. Well, you were grabbing onto it. That was probably fucking up the sound.
Suck a llama shitty asshole. Suck a panda bear spermy nutsack. Suck a slut bear's booty hole. Suck a greyhound's musty ass, motherfucker. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Rocco in London. Rocco in Chicago. Polaroid. See what develops.